So let's settle in for this mindfulness of body and breath. And as we come here to this meditation practice, let's begin by really taking our seat today. You can do this practice sitting. It's what I recommend when you're maybe a bit sleepy still early in the morning. But if you prefer to lie down, of course, that's possible too. If you choose to sit, really taking a moment to arrive in this practice by consciously taking your seat. So finding a chair or a cushion that allows you to be upright, but not uptight. A seated posture that allows you to be as comfortable as you can be today. The hips slightly higher than the knees. If you're sitting on a chair, uncrossing the leg and allowing the feet to rest on the floor. And beginning to notice the support that you have today. So noticing where the feet and legs touch the floor, the support of the seat, the pelvis, the buttocks supported. And from this solid and stable base, allowing the spine to rise up very lightly. If it's helpful, imagining that there can be a bit of spaciousness in the spine. Allowing the back of the neck to be long, perhaps drawing the chin a bit in, if that helps. And remembering that we're not trying to achieve a special state. We're not trying to be the perfect meditator. We're just setting ourselves up in a posture that allows us to be alert and awake, and at the same time, as comfortable as is possible. Perhaps giving the shoulders a gentle roll, if that's nice. Rolling the head and neck a couple of times. Allowing the shoulders to rest and the hands and arms to rest as well. Perhaps placing the hands in your lap. If you're lying down, maybe considering bending the knees, placing the feet flat on the floor or bed or whatever is supporting you today, allowing the arms to rest alongside your body. And finally, the eyes can be closed if that's okay for you. If you prefer to keep them open, perhaps gazing at a point in front of you that allows your eyes to rest there. Really taking your seat, taking your place, allowing yourself the space to practice today. And then taking a moment to check in with yourself. What is present for you today? Maybe there is a physical sensation asking for your attention, something in the body. Maybe there's an emotion, some thoughts running through your head. And so just taking a moment to check in with yourself. What is present? And focusing on what is here right now. How you are, not how you should be. How you think, how others think you should be. It's allowing whatever it is that is present for you today to be here with you in this practice. And then slowly beginning to tune in to the breath. The sensation of the breath coming in and out of the body. And zooming in on where the breath can be felt most easily. Maybe that means focusing on the nose or the nostrils. Maybe it is focusing on the throat as the breath flows in and out. Perhaps dropping down into the chest area, the ribs, or all the way down into the abdomen, the lower belly. So finding a spot in the body where it is easiest for you to follow the movement of the breath in and out. And if that is helpful, maybe placing a hand there, hand on the chest or a hand on the belly, if that is helpful to you. And again, not having to change anything or breathe in a specific way, but rather allowing the breath to come in and out of its own accord. And perhaps becoming curious about the breath. Greeting the breath like an old friend. Hey, it's you. So nice that you're there. So staying with the movement of the breath in and out. The gentle rising and falling. And from time to time, you may notice that the mind has wandered, that you may have become distracted by thoughts or memories, plans, daydreams, worries, or maybe by physical sensations or sounds around you. And whenever that happens, that's okay, that's normal, that's what human minds do. So when you find yourself wandering off, simply noticing that, and then gently and patiently bringing the focus of the awareness back to the breath. And if that seems to happen every other breath, that's all right. The goal is not perfection, whatever that is. What we are practicing is coming back to the present moment, coming back to the breath. And trying to bring a real sense of kindness to this practice. So if there is a judgment around this wandering off, or perhaps a sense of frustration or worry, then allowing that too to be there. And still, with loving kindness, bringing the focus back to the breath. Back to that friend. Remembering that it's all right to be distracted. That too is part of the practice. And you can stay with the breath if you prefer, or you can choose to open the lens of the awareness to include the body, becoming aware of whatever sensations are present in the body, sensations of temperature perhaps, or of touch, pressure. Maybe there are areas of sensitivity or even pain asking for your attention. And now you can choose to mindfully Allow the awareness to rest there, to be with whatever you encounter in the body. Whether they are pleasant or unpleasant sensations. Allowing them all to be there. Trying to really sense what is present, to really feel into the body. So it's less about thinking about the body and getting lost in stories, but more about feeling what is here right now. Allowing that to be here. And again, bringing that sense of curiosity to your experience. What can I feel? If there is pain or an unpleasant or difficult sensation, perhaps imagining that you can breathe into it. Imagining that you can send the breath into that part of the body. And also remembering that if it is just too much and too overwhelming, the breath is still there. That is a place we can always return to. And so as we approach the end of this meditation, perhaps gradually beginning to deepen your breath, returning to the breath. Before we end, you can keep your eyes closed for this if you want. Before we end, I'd like to read out a poem that's about not having to be perfect. Trying to make a perfect life is a path of great sorrow. The perfect life cannot be built by seeking to fulfill desires, no matter how many years are spent or how much effort is applied. Desires are insatiable and endless. If instead we see the imperfect events and ordinary people as the movements of the Tao, life becomes perfect as it is. The time comes when we realize that the ducks will never be in a row. It is the nature of ducks to fly about. The house will never be perfectly clean. It is the nature of a house to accommodate clutter. The project will never be done just right. It is the nature of projects to evolve into other projects. The future will never be perfectly secure. It is the nature of life to be unpredictable. Sit and watch for a moment. Perfection will be built from all that is imperfect. And so gradually coming back to your body, sitting or lying down here, a sense of being present in this room. I'm getting ready to close the meditation as I ring the bell.